Hey, podcast listeners. The Journal is excited to announce a brand new podcast series launching Friday, May 19th, called The Future of Everything. On the show, we'll explore how science and technology are revolutionizing everything from business and industry to culture and society. The Future of Everything podcast is sponsored by Slack. Companies all over the world depend on Slack every day to get everything done. Slack, where work happens. We look forward to you joining us as we embark on this exciting new series. So be sure to subscribe now by visiting wsj.com/podcasts or visit the Future of Everything page on your podcast app.
Sit back and relax and learn how to make chatting on your smartphone a little more comfortable.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello, welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. And if you're tired of hunching your shoulder to allow for hands-free talking, there's an easy way to attach a phone rest to your iPhone or Android smartphone. Instead of pressing the phone up to your ear, thus using your shoulder to talk, you can find a more cushiony way to position yourself for optimal chatting. Let's get a little bit more. Joining us now is Michael Hsu. He is the Gear and Gadgets Editor for the Wall Street Journal's Off-Duty section. Welcome, Michael.
Hi.
I really love these MacGyver pieces that you craft together and kind of make it work with tech in a really cool way. So you've come up with something, as you are known to do, really interesting that is a crafty, cool kind of way to have a shoulder rest for your smartphone. Let's break down exactly how one would go about crafting a shoulder rest. What do you need? What do you do?
Sure. So you basically, you just take an old phone shoulder rest. These are the things that are sold at Staples or Office
They're
Max
still over. Sold at places.
Amazingly, yes. They're still, find them in stock in places and
wow.
You can order them online.
Cool.
I use something called the Soft Talk Mini.
Okay.
It's just a piece of, soft plastic. And you're supposed to stick it on the side of your, the headrest for your landline telephone.
Mm-hmm.
They're big in offices, I guess. But they also fit on your smartphone as well.
And how much do those go for? They're relatively inexpensive?
Yeah, it's like under $10 or something like that. You only need two weird pieces of equipment. One is some magnetic tape.
Okay.
You can get that at a hardware store, Amazon. It's a strip of soft, pliable magnet with sticky stuff on the back.
Easy.
And the other one is a small metal plate. And they're used often if you buy a magnetic smartphone holder for your car. It mounts to your vent or to your dashboard. It comes with a little plate that you can stick onto your case. You can stick it on your phone as well. You can also order them online if you search like car mount metal plate on Amazon.
Okay.
They come in packs of four for like $8. But if you already have like a smartphone holder for your car, you have this metal plate on your phone case already.
So in general, though, it's not necessarily a good look to be walking around with this foamy contraption on your iPhone. So it needs to be detachable. So can we rig it as such?
Yeah. So then you put the magnets on your phone rest, and then you put you click the magnets onto the metal plate, and basically you have a click on, click off little phone rest holder. Of course, if you wanted it permanently, which you don't, you could just stick the phone rest holder right onto your phone. But this way, you can take it on and take it off. It's kind of actually addictive to keep clicking it on and off.
Yeah, good traction, too. I bet it prevents your phone from slipping accidentally, which I always need help with doing.
That's true. It's like when you put it on your ear and you're talking, it's not so much, it's still completely unergonomic and it'll probably, give you shoulder pain if you keep doing it. But the phone won't slip out of your shoulder now. That's the basic benefit of it.
We're speaking to the Wall Street Journal's Michael Hsu about how to make chatting on your smartphone a little more comfortable. You're listening to the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing.
You rely on the Wall Street Journal for informed market insights and news coverage. Now let WSJ Wine give you the inside track to the world's smartest wine buys delivered conveniently to your door. Highlights of your first case include a 99-point Super Tuscan and a gold medal Bordeaux from the exceptional 2015 vintage. Order now to receive over $100 in savings and free shipping. Simply go to wsjwine.com/sip or call 877-WSJ-WINE.
Thanks for listening. So, Michael, my favorite part about this whole contraption here is a bonus feature. You get a two-for-one kind of situation here because it also works really well should you want to watch videos and need a proper stand to do so. I tend to use whatever bulky makeshift stand is around, and this is actually perfect for that, which I also love.
Exactly. Because the phone rest is kind of chunky and you can easily move it around on the back of your phone, you can use it to prop up your phone in landscape or portrait mode. So if you're watching movies, you put it on its side. If you're FaceTiming or whatever, you can prop it up there. Kind of like a really useful side benefit.
Obsessed. Michael Hsu, thank you as always.
Thanks, Tanya.
Thanks again to Gear and Gadgets editor for The Wall Street Journal's off-duty section, Michael Hsu. For more on his piece, head to WSJ.com. There's an actual GIF of the whole smartphone shoulder rest. You can kind of see for yourself how it works. That'll end the tech news briefing for now. Reporting from the newsroom at The Wall Street Journal in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.
It's like having a crystal ball inside your earbuds. The Future of Everything podcast from The Wall Street Journal. Subscribe now on Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, and Google Play Music. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.